You may think of it as an idle pastime on your trip to and from work, but reading and driving is a serious offense that can damage your car, your book, or even lead to a run-on sentence in jail. Independent studies show 1 in 5 drivers reading Timothy Findley will be in an accident. 1 in 2 readers of Kurt Vonnegut will cause a collision, while drivers reading anything by Stephen King are guaranteed to hit something. Remember, if you must read, please assign a designated driver. A message from the Canadian Coalition of Booksellers. Whoa, what's wrong with your dog?
What do you mean?
He looks so dull and lifeless. When was the last time you polished him?
I guess it's been a while, but I just don't like my old electric dog polisher. It's so clunky, and I always trip over the cord.
Why don't you pick up the new Rough Rider from Kennelkin? It's cordless and lightweight. Plus, if you buy now, you'll get a bag of doggy biscuits free. So Fido can chew contentedly while he's being buffed.
Hot dog, I'll do it.
Kennelkin, we're taking a shine to your dog. Are you looking for that perfect furniture addition to complete your home? Look no further. Castle Furniture and Appliance blowing out their current stock to make room for summer arrivals, and everything must go. Living room sets by Sklar Pepler, 25% off. Washers and dryers by Inglis and Maytag, 50% off. Bedroom units up to 75% off. The names you trust at a sale price you won't believe at Castle Furniture and Appliance. Don't wait. Sale on for a limited time only at Castle Furniture. Come in between 9 and 11 a.m. this Sunday and make no payment till 2000. We're committed to Canada's amateur athletes because they work harder, push farther, and know no limits. They seek greater opportunity, inspire, and always rise to the challenge. Last month alone, the athletes we support with Athletes Can returned with 5 medals. Congratulations to our bursary recipients and to all our athletes in Salt Lake City for their extraordinary achievement. Reach is a big idea. Reach transforms the way Northwestern Ontario thinks and learns about health and community services.